Let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life. Kick.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon here with DJ Barker and Juliana Barbagelata and the ever-present, ever-bossy Kelly Lynn Scalise.
Man. Yeah.
She's always firing the shots over here.
Who?
You.
Well, you've never been struck by paper products coming from the corner, okay?
Hey.
DJ was not thinking of the listener, okay?
She's the listener advocate.
That's right.
She's... Maybe that is there a designation for that?
No.
I keep trying to get her a new designation, you know, some kind of a professional thing. And
I've got some names, but yeah. I'm not so sure it's a designation. Is this a family friendly show?
It used to be.
Okay.
Used to be. Yeah. I said one a couple weeks ago, and one of my guys who listens to the show called me and was like, "Oh my!" And I'm like, "Did I say that on air?
Oops. We were recording."
I mean. It was an initialism, but you know.
Okay, the BOSS. That's what I call it.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Kelly Lynn.
Yes.
What
yes,
next?
Yes. I have a couple of investors. They are in a very, very, very fortunate situation.
Very fortunate.
Absolutely. Right. And I love people like this when they start thinking this way. Mitchell and Diana have been dispersing their wealth amongst their heirs.
All right.
They're 77, 75. You know, kind of minimizing that estate. They've given significant gifts to charity. They've given to their family members. And now, as we're reaching the end of the year, they still have money that they have to withdraw for RMDs, required distributions.
Yep.
And they don't need it. So could they donate it?
Sure.
Of course.
And that is where qualified charitable distributions come in. And they would like some more information on that.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're doing qualified charitable distributions.
And why do they need to be careful?
Yeah.
Got to make sure you do it to the right place first.
And in
you
the
cannot
right manner.
Gift it to the family.
Yes. They already have gifted to
I know,
family.
I know.
You know?
All right.
I think it's great that, you know, they've taken care of family. They're, you know, letting heirs enjoy the wealth, you know, and they didn't say what they did, you know, could be, you know, just funding 529 plans. But
maybe.
Either way, you're getting
a gift.
It is a gift. And, you know, hey, now they are in a position to give more.
Yeah.
So
tell me
about what it is, how they go about it, what qualifies as one.
All right.
So at first, it's got to be a 501c3 charity.
That
they're giving to.
Yeah.
The money has to go directly to the charity. They
can't take it out.
Exactly.
Right?
They can't put it in their bank account and then turn around and give it.
Yeah.
So some institutions will allow you to get a checkbook. If you have a checkbook, you can write directly from the IRA and send the check to the charity or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Church, school,
whoever, whatever the 501c3
exactly.
is, right? Yeah, charity of your choice.
Exactly. You can give up to $100,000 a year. So for most people, that could be their full, you know, required distribution. So
that's a substantial amount. $100,000, right? I mean, that's
and
fantastic.
That's per. So if it's a couple.
Exactly.
You could
exactly.
do it
have 200.
Per individual.
Mm-hmm. Right. I learned that this week that it could be, you know, up
more
to
than
200. Yeah, mm-hmm. per couple.
200,000
right.
exactly.
couple, but
yep. All right.
So, no, it doesn't have to be that much. It
no.
It can be like
that's a
it doesn't have to be
exactly.
all or nothing.
Okay, so it can be like your extra $5,000.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
sitting around.
Yeah,
take
you're
what
absolutely
you need
right.
for yourself.
Now, do they get any sort of charitable contribution? I mean, what is the benefit of doing this from the retirement account?
No taxable income.
Mm.
Mm.
So
it's very
normally
nice
when you're taking money out of your 401k
IRA,
or your IRA.
That's right. You're taxed at whatever the tax rate Your income, right? In totality,
and
whatever that looks like.
It does actually impact that, so it adds to your income and can push you into another bracket.
Yes. Right. Most of our clients love it, right? They don't necessarily need all of their required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe I'm being forced to take all of this money.
Yeah.
This is a great option for that. Take a little bit of what you need in cash, and then you can take the rest and send it directly to the charitable organization, and you don't have to pay tax on any of it, right?
Yep.
So if you have $100,000, you only need $50,000 can go directly to that charitable organization. You're doing some great cause, mm-hmm. and yet you don't have to pay tax on that. So it lowers that liability.
And it also can be used to manage your tax bracket, as I
absolutely.
Exactly.
So if you wanted to take away even more and give to the charity to keep you from being bumped into the tax bracket.
Yeah, like you can give more than your required distribution. It just has to be less than the maximum. $100,000.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. And the other caveat, right, is you can do it before your RMD age. So you can actually start giving at 70 and a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Juliana, you just kind of swerved into another thing. You said you can give more than your RMD, but mm-hmm. less than the max. If you do that, then it actually impacts potentially
future.
Next year's mm-hmm. RMD, right?
Exactly.
So if you gave away more than you needed to...
Mm-hmm. You're effectively lowering the balance of that account in the future.
So it
lowers your future balance.
Correct.
Which is also why if you start giving at 70 and a half, you're lowering those future required
issues,
amounts.
And DJ, you said it's a kind of a sticking point with some clients where, the IRS has given us this gift where we can save without tax as long as we want until we get to the required minimum distribution age, at which point they start forcing you to take. This ties into one of the things that we always talk about. When you invest, there's always going to be somebody telling you, you got to diversify. Mm-hmm. Don't just diversify within your holdings in your portfolio.
Exactly.
You need to diversify in the types of accounts that you use.
Absolutely.
To save. So, while what we see is really more people save their 401k or an IRA, you should probably think about using a Roth
components
IRA or Roth 401k.
Taxable savings.
Yeah, exactly.
Taxable
maybe
savings.
Just start
and
savings account.
Exactly.
Especially for the younger investors. Nowadays, I feel like it's a little bit more advantageous to just go Roth.
Yeah, I think so. Probably too.
Yeah.
There's some people that believe that the Roth sooner or later is going to be snatched away from them.
Mm-hmm.
We got no indication of that. We got no indication there's going to be any changes to a 401k.
It's too good to be true. I think that's
I think you're right, Kelly.
But you can't plan on the unknown. This is what the current laws are. So this is why you save to that.
Yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Exactly.
Taxes may go up. All right, well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't plan for that, but we know that these are the savings vehicles we have. And this is what we're going to advise. And then we can just say, look, if that happens, we're going to figure that out too, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the other side
Washington knows what will happen when they start to mess with these type of... You mess with 401ks and IRAs and Roths, you start to do that, well... I can assure you the people in Washington have 401ks, IRAs, and Roths, and there's going to be some negative benefit to them, right? So they have to understand that. So that's why I think we always talk about, there's Social Security.
Yep.
It's not gone away this year. That is something we'll have to determine when you save. Don't not save because you think something may happen in the future.
Right.
Save because that's where we are today,
and
that's
again,
so important.
That diversification is going to be the benefit for you longer term to allow you to manage, where you get your spending needs from.
Right.
So,
and in the end, if they end up saying they are going to tax Roths, well, they're going to tax your pre-tax, your regular 401k anyways. So if you'd saved there all
you're
the time,
pay
you
tax,
still would have
no
been paying
what.
The tax.
The government wants their money.
Well, the thing of it is, with a Roth, you pay the tax initially. So how are they going to justify you paying
double
tax
taxation.
Twice on a portion of income? So it makes it a lot more difficult, a lot harder argument for them to make if that's what they're going to do. I think the more likely scenario was that they just do away with it.
Yeah, they say you can't save. Those that have saved, it is what it is. You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what they'll most likely do. But again, we definitely encourage people to continue to save based off current tax laws, the current things that we know.
Yeah.
That's why we want that. We
and
don't,
Roths don't have required distributions.
Yeah.
So that is not something, obviously,
That helps
QCD
a lot.
On.
And that's the reason that I bring it up, because it's saving to the Roth actually lowers, if you're
the
talking
amount
about
that you would have to
a finite pool of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to it's going to take away from that and, you know, benefit you in the traditional type IRA. Yeah. Kelly Lynn, was there anything else we need to cover?
I don't think so. I was going to ask, like, what accounts you can do this from, but I think we kind of realized, you know, with that discussion, because we kind of went off on a tangent, that, like, if the Roth doesn't, you know, have tax, then there's really not an advantage to giving from the Roth.
Correct, yeah. So it's going to be the traditional IRA, portion. Traditional 401k.
Can you do it from a 401k?
I don't think you can do it.
Not a 401k. Yeah.
Okay, let's want to clarify.
That's why you roll over.
That's, yeah, essentially, you know,
yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, by
your
70,
you're not, advisor and roll
you're
over
not still saving to a 401k. Yeah. Most people, unless you're
but
really
some people
working.
Leave them there.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
what
that.
What next?
We're going to hit our question mailbag.
All right.
I'm going to try and find a good one. I had one pegged, and I don't remember which one it was.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, it'll be a surprise. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.